Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Hey everybody, this is Carolyn.
And Karma.
And thank you for downloading another episode of the Heels and Heels podcast. Episode number 300 and something. I don't know, 320?
Blaze it.
Oh, that was literally the joke you made 2 weeks ago.
322. Yep. Blaze it.
321. 322?
You just said 2 ago.
And we put out an episode last week. We didn't record
one
last
week. We haven't recorded in 2 weeks.
Wow. Look at us.
But we did put out one last week.
It's the joke was still funny, so...
Everyone's gonna think we just accidentally reposted 2 weeks ago's episode.
They're gonna be like, wait a minute.
Wouldn't be mad about it.
We should try that one time. Just like repost another one from a few weeks ago and see if anyone noticed.
They won't. They'll be like, this comedy's getting kind of stale.
Sounds like them. Yeah. Oh, Karma, what are you obsessed with this week?
You know, I didn't want to talk about it, but I'm gonna talk about it. This bitch.
Oh.
She's been switching up her life.
Okay.
With some meat alternatives.
I love it.
Listen.
Meat's not good for you.
I'm not like going vegetarian or vegan or anything.
Sure.
But I'm just like, if I can swap and try it.
Or cut back a bit.
Why not try it? So you're like, there's these Morningstar Farms buffalo fake chicken patties that are so good. They taste like... Like, if you got a spicy chicken sandwich, a good, fresh, spicy chicken sandwich from, like, Jack in the Box or Wendy's, tastes like that.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't taste like buffalo chicken. It tastes just like spicy chicken. Mm. So good. I also tried Leon Burger from Carl's Jr. It was fine. That's my official review.
I love it.
But, like, it wasn't bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
like,
totally
I feel like
it.
10 years ago when they came out with, like, vegetarian alternatives,
they were
bad.
Nasty. Yeah.
But now they're like,
Yeah.
Listen,
they are still heavily processed, but probably still better for you.
Technically speaking, especially in like cholesterol and that kind of stuff.
100%.
So, I mean, what's a girl to do? You know what I mean? I'm getting older. I'm getting wider and wiser. You know, sometimes
we all are.
You know, sometimes it's like, wow, I really feel old and slow and...
And you're like, maybe if I don't have a burger today, I'll feel a little less slow.
Exactly.
And a little less old.
Exactly.
No, I feel you. Mm-hmm. I don't eat a lot of red meat just in general.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to make better choices. I have like almond milk in my fridge.
Do you like drink it straight up? Do you have it with cereal?
I have it with cereal. I'm trying to eat breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
So the weirdest thing happened when I went on vacation with a bunch of people is that I had breakfast every morning and I almost never have breakfast, but these people were like, oh, it's breakfast time. And we all like had breakfast together, which was nice to eat in the morning.
It was nice that my body didn't starve that day.
Well, because normally I wait until like 12 or 1 or 2 or
same.
Whatever.
Oh, same.
Like, and then like, I don't know. It might be good. It might be bad. I mean, I would assume it's bad.
It's bad.
But like, now I'm eating breakfast. Not that breakfast is always good, but sometimes it's just like a bowl of cereal, or sometimes
like
it's like some toast, or sometimes it's like just a banana, but it's, I'm eating something in the morning. I get hungry a lot faster.
Yeah.
Like noon comes, I'm like, is it fucking lunchtime yet? Where before I could be like, I'm fine. Or I would feel like I was dying.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, eventually I'll get some fuel in here and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know. We're just trying to make better choices. Don't. Try. I mean, by no stretch of the imagination, am I not eating shit? Because
I 100% ate Taco Bell in my car last night. So
yeah, no, I get it. I 100% had hot Cheetos at like 11 p.m. last night.
Yeah,
like it's about just making some swaps.
Yeah, listen. Even if it's a placebo effect, just leave me alone. Okay. Just leave me alone about my fake meat.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, this is where we're at. This is what 30 looks like. You know what I mean?
You're not even 30.
Bitch, I am getting there. Okay, give me time.
You still have like several years.
I am trying. I cannot.
But you're like, you have time.
I have time, but like my body feels 30 plus. No,
I guess. I definitely feel older than 30 too. Yeah. I feel older in some ways and younger in some ways. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Life.
Yeah. Ugh. Comes at you fast.
All right. Do you have any other obsessions?
No.
All right. I'm obsessed with vacations, sort of. I mean, I do also feel like I came back from vacation just like exhausted.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, shit. Now I got to go back to work.
Yeah.
I'm also obsessed with Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, Lord.
And my sister's boyfriend, for lack of a better explanation of those two people, my sister's boyfriend watched Bachelor in Paradise with me on vacation, and now he's obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. And so, and he's like in the military, and so he was watching it yesterday at work. Not at work, but like in his wherever.
Right.
Where do you go after? Barracks?
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
After you work,
you're
military
there.
House. But yeah, no. So now he's obsessed with it and I enjoy that and that makes me happy. I don't know. That's all. What else am I obsessed with? Nothing.
The huge.
TV. Food.
It's there. It's great.
Yeah. It's amazing. I thought about it today, but then I didn't. I'm going to try making a lemon garlic chicken tomorrow.
I love a lemon chicken. Fuck me up.
I love the lemon garlic chicken from Stonefire Grill specifically. Yeah. And so I found a copycat recipe.
I'm going to try
to do that tomorrow.
Have you ever had a chicken piccata?
I don't love chicken piccata because it normally has capers and I fucking hate capers.
Yeah, it's salty, but it's basically lemon chicken.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
Yes.
Minus capers,
add garlic.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going for. A piccata with garlic minus capers.
Ooh, I love a piccata.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah. They're just very salty.
The chicken piccata that you've had, have you had it breaded or do you?
No, it's usually grilled.
Grilled.
Yeah.
Right.
Who has a breaded piccata?
Somebody that I knew made a piccata and it was breaded and had no capers. And I'm like, this is not chicken piccata. I don't know what this is. This is a breaded lemon chicken.
Yeah. Okay.
But okay. And then everyone else who's ever made chicken piccata that I've seen has been grilled with capers and lemon.
I think that's what piccata means.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Every piccata I've ever had, capers, grilled.
This person was an idiot.
Fair.
Well, and he thought he really knew a lot about food.
Mm.
And he did it.
Clear.
Turns out he's just a psychopath.
Mm. Yeah.
Cool. What can eat an eggplant?
So lately I've been, this is not my eggplant, but lately I've been having trouble sleeping because.
Oh, no. Anxiety. You need drugs.
I just have a lot. I don't know what's wrong with me. But
is it like anxiety or is it like you're not feeling well or like you're just
like
awake?
Anxiety. It's like I'm hot. It's like work. It's like my life. It's like money. It's like.
So it's all anxiety.
Yeah.
and a little bit of
I'm
heat.
Hot.
Yeah.
And I'm hot. So anyways, I haven't been sleeping well. So sometimes I go to work and I'm just completely exhausted. Like even if I went to sleep early, I just am not like staying asleep, you know, so it like doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
So I'm exhausted. So I'm like, the other day I was like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna drink a sugar-free Red Bull because I was like, I need like more than coffee.
Sure.
Right? And I was like, I need like the sugar,
the caffeine, the jolt.
First and foremost.
Oh no.
I'm not really an energy drink person.
Yeah.
Like I don't drink a lot of them at all.
Uh-huh.
I forgot what Red Bull tasted like.
And you're like, this sucks.
It's like.
I like Red Bull.
It's like Mountain Dew mixed with cough syrup, mixed with alcohol, mixed with just like a gentle dip of a sweaty ball sack. Just like
just gentle drop in and like a seep, like a tea bag.
Yes.
Like seeping ball sack.
And I was like, I cannot. But of course, I still drank the whole thing because I needed the energy.
Yeah.
But it's almost like too much energy. And then my heart just races and then I get anxiety again. So I'm like, well, but I feel awake. So. But anyway, Red Bull is aggressively bad.
I am sending you home with CBD. That will not get you high. It'll just relax you. I promise you, it's CBD.
Anyway, Red Bull is gross. And then the next day, well, not the next day, a couple days later, happened again. And I was like, well, the Red Bull tasted nasty, but it gave me a jolt of energy, so I'll get another one. I got a coconut flavor Red Bull, which is the same thing plus coconut.
Oh, yeah. God.
Wow. So, I mean, I guess I'm just like not an energy drink person.
Have you tried a rock star? Like there's the
not
red
in many years.
OK, so try the. I think it's called Punched.
Punched
rock star. It's like they're reds. They're like fruit punch flavor. Yeah. It's pretty good. Mm. So it gives you the energy jolt.
Yeah.
But it's a little less ball sack. It's like a quick dip of ball sack, not a seep of ball sack.
Okay, got it, got it. I also went for the Red Bull because the Red Bull's like not a gigantic can. It's just like a quick like, but like a Monster is like
it's a tall boy. It's a big boy. But it tastes good.
Yeah.
So then there's that.
Yeah.
Did you hear that they've brought back Four Loko?
No.
They've brought back Four Loko as a competitor to White Claw, which is a whole nother story. White Claws were abundant at the beginning of the vacation.
Right.
And then there was an incident that made it so that the White Claws needed to leave the vicinity.
Oh, my God.
There were so many White Claws.
Isn't it just
that people got crazy and were like, okay, can we just switch you to tequila? And they were better.
Isn't it just like a wine cooler? Like there's not a lot of alcohol in them.
Which is, I think, the problem. Because when
they
drinking
like a LaCroix or whatever.
Exactly. So if you're drinking like, you know, tequila, for example, you know, I'm drinking tequila. I need to pace myself. Yeah. When you're drinking Wine Claw, they're like, it's just a Wine Claw. Who cares? And then next thing you know, an hour's gone by and they've had 12.
Yeah. Because it. Yeah.
And so you think that's an exaggeration. It is not.
Yeah, no, I fully believe you. I've never had one because I'm not rich. So, how would you describe the taste?
Well, I didn't ever have a White Claw.
Well,
I went right to hard liquor. Or champagne. I was also that bitch in the pool drinking champagne. Like
this
trash.
Bitch. I love it.
So, I mean, I was either drinking champagne or hard liquor and I'm like, I don't need your stupid
White Claws.
I'm
not 18.
But it's like
I
a LaCroix. It's like an alcoholic LaCroix. It's a sparkling drink. Mm. Back to my Four Loko.
Okay.
Four Loko is like, it's a competitor to White Claw. Except for White Claw, I think, is 5% alcohol.
Yeah.
Four Loko is 14% alcohol.
Yeah.
So it would be like drinking three. And I wanted to try to get one for us to try on the podcast, and I forgot.
Oh.
Do you think we could convince either producer or associate producer to walk over to 7-Eleven and see if they have Four Loko?
Yes.
Oh, they both are telling me no. They're both telling me to fuck right off.
That sounds like them.
Do you think that's something I could get Postmates to deliver?
Yes.
No.
No?
Alcohol?
They have an alcohol section.
Oh, do they?
They'll deliver alcohol. You just have to show your ID when they come.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, I'm going to think about it because I kind of want to try it. But the last time we recorded, we got champagne drunk.
But we could just try, though. But then I was
we'll
like,
just a little.
But then I was like, but when I started feeling silly, I stopped. I was like, okay.
Oh,
no
I
more.
Did.
Well, I had to drive home.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that was a great time.
It was a great time.
I was feeling silly.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I was going with that story. Oh, Red Bull, Four Loko, because Four Loko is still like, I think they took out, well, they took out because they just made it a sparkling whatever. But it used to be alcohol and energy drink and people were like dying.
Because you don't.
But what about Red Bull vodkas?
People die from those too, don't they?
I mean, people die from things
every
day.
People die from everything.
People
die from living.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They'll give you a Red Bull vodka. Isn't that basically a Four Loko?
I guess so.
I don't know. Who don't knows? Know. Oh, God. I don't know what my eggplant is. I don't have an eggplant. I have plenty of eggplants, but none that I really want to talk about.
That's fair. Like, some things are better left off pod.
Oh, yeah.
Because I still have a tiny little, like, nagging in the back of my mind occasionally that, like, what if someone in my life finds this?
Yes, bitch, I know.
And I'm like, we must not ever allow that to happen.
Oh, one of my coworkers yesterday was telling me about a podcast that she listened to, and she's like, oh, you should check it out. I think you'd like it. I love podcasts. I always listen to them on my commute. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
You're like, a podcast? I've never listened
what's
to a podcast.
What's a podcast?
A podcast.
Well, and the thing is, like, I don't know if I just Google my name if the podcast comes up, but if I Google Carolyn and Karma, like, our everything comes up. It's there. Well, all of it.
Yeah. We really fucked up. We should have had stage names.
I know. Why did we not Stella
we
Cheeks
really,
this? I don't understand
we
what's
really
wrong with
fucked
us.
Fucked up.
We fucked up.
Okay, if we
hard.
Could go back in time. If we could turn back time. What would your stage name be?
Oh, God. I don't know. Something really porny.
Yeah.
Would probably be like, the first name would probably be Jessica.
Yeah.
Because I was obsessed with Jessica Rabbit as a small child. At like three, I'm like, you will call me Jessica or you'll call me nothing.
I respect that.
So Jessica would be my first name. I don't know what my last name is. I'll think about it. Mm. Something super basic and super porny.
Yeah.
Because that's how I roll.
Right.
I don't know. What would your stage name be?
Definitely Natasha.
Also very porny.
Yes. Remember from Rocky and Bullwinkle, Boris and Natasha were the bad guys.
Okay. Oh, you liked a bad guy.
I liked a bad girl. So I was always obsessed with, and she was just like very glamorous, but her husband Boris was like a fucking nerd and fat and little.
Jessica Rabbit.
Exactly.
Weird.
Yeah. So isn't that weird?
That is kind of weird. She was like super glamorous, but it was like Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. So there we go. Wow. How did we mind meld when we were like three? That's weird.
Before we ever even knew each other, we mind melded.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Natasha and Jessica.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would pick my last name to be. It would be something stupid.
It would be very, yeah.
I don't know. I'll think about it. We'll come back to you with our stage names.
Yeah.
Next week when we just introduce our stage names. We have producer go back into every single episode and change the
bleep
the description.
Any instance of our real names for like 300 something episodes.
Or just change all the descriptions so they just don't say Carolyn and Karma. They say Natasha and Jessica.
Oh my God, I love that.
Goodness. I mean, I don't know. I'm very afraid that someone will find me at some point.
Don't look for people if you don't want to know shit. That's what I say.
Truly.
If you don't want to know shit, keep your Instagram searches to yourself.
Well, that's the thing, is people do want to know shit until they know the shit, and then they're like, oh man, now I know more than I should know. And I'm like, yeah, stop fucking searching people.
Yeah, I won't stop searching people. I
want to find that information, and I like to have it, but like, if you love Jesus, this isn't the place for you.
Absolutely not.
Like,
absolutely,
it's just truly not the place for you. No. So like, if you're listening right now and you work with me and you very much so love Jesus, not that I dislike Jesus, but like, if you really love Jesus, like, please stop.
Yeah. It's just
right now, this is your warning.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Exactly.
Anyways, no, I've had all the anxiety about, like, do I make a separate work Instagram, a separate work Twitter,
like,
a separate whatever.
Waste of my life.
Do I need to fucking block everything so that it's private? Like, what do I, how do I deal with this? It's just, that's what can fucking eat an eggplant.
Yeah.
Is me feeling like I can't be myself. But I'm currently, like, this week in particular, I've been very myself in the workplace. So if they find this, then so be it.
You know, it
honestly,
is what it
suck
is at
my
this
dick.
Point.
And all, and honestly, you can't fire me for this kind of stuff. This is my own personal time.
Personal time.
So
Sorry about it.
Eat all the dicks.
We're bitches.
I'm a terrible human at heart. Here it is. But guess what? I do a very good job at my job, so fuck off.
I'm the best at my job.
I'm so good at my job.
Not to brag.
Not to. We're just such type A personalities.
Yeah.
That like, and we are competitive, so like, we don't like anyone to be better than us.
Oh,
so
no.
So we'll die trying to be better than someone else.
And it's, I have this weird, I have this weird thing where like, I don't really care about like, attention or praise or whatever. I'm good with like a, oh, hey, that looks good. Good job or whatever. I'm like, thanks. Sure. But then as soon as someone else starts becoming the favorite, I'm like,
oh, hell no.
I don't think so. I'm the favorite.
Oh, girl, we're so similar.
Yeah.
Samesy. Yeah. Wow. I think it's time for new flavors of old favorites.
New flavor. I'm so excited. This is my favorite part. Eating. Eating on a microphone. Making gross noises on the internet.
With our mouth and the spit and the food.
Yeah.
All of it mixing in there together.
And today we have like actually good new flavors.
I'm very excited about it.
They both sound straight up delicious. They're not even something weird and nasty. Like,
which one do you want to start with?
Whichever. I don't care.
Let's start with this one.
Okay. So this one is Hershey's Waffle Layer Crunch Strawberry flavor. They have several flavors. Like they have a caramel flavor. They have a mint flavor. Yeah. I was like, well, those are, I mean, you know what those are going to taste
like. Basic. Let's try strawberry. Let's mix it up.
Strawberry and Hershey's chocolate. And also, it's like a wafer cookie with chocolate.
Oh, are they individually packaged? I love
little mini candy bars.
Milk chocolate with waffle cone pieces and strawberry flavored cream and other natural flavors.
Very natural. It definitely smells like artificial strawberry.
Yeah, it doesn't smell natural in any way. All right, let's do it. If I could turn back time.
So it's not bad, but it's not amazing. It's
not good either.
It tastes like a generic knockoff brand of the strawberry wafer cookies covered in cheap chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to try the other ones, but I'm pretty sure they're all just going to taste like wafer cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mint of this is probably really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The caramel's probably all right, too.
But yeah, it's very average. The strawberry flavor is very artificial. Like, they're fine. Like, I would eat more, but I probably wouldn't buy these again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it.
So, I mean, to me, that's like a straight up five. That is like very...
Oh, yeah. It's a five.
Very
it's a
average.
Hard five.
It's fine.
This next item is cookies and cream Oreo chocolate candy bar. So we tried the chocolate candy bars before, but this one's like a white chocolate and has cookies and cream in the middle. Right. It also looks like anal beads.
I am into it.
So there's that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very bold shape.
Yeah.
You
know, you got to be differentiated from your competitor.
I just opened it up and now it looks even more like anal beads. So we're going to just, you know, grab a little bit of that.
Grab a little piece. Take it a little whatever.
Smells like nothing.
Oh my god, it does smell like nothing.
Like, I have no scent.
It smells like that faint vanilla chocolate.
Like a very subtle version of Hershey's cookies and creams.
Yeah, and it took a minute to get there. Like, I'm chewing, I'm like, because I'm getting through the thick white chocolate anal bead to get to the juicy center.
Mm-hmm.
And, the white chocolate tastes like nothing, but the center tastes pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's good, but like, if I were in the mood for this, I'd still get the Hershey's cookies and cream. I mean, you know what I mean?
I mean, I like that it's more bulbous.
Yeah.
I like that it's like thicker, because sometimes the Hershey's cookies and cream, like one piece of it, you're just like, meh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it tastes like the cookies and cream eggs.
Yeah.
That you get at Easter time.
More, like the filling. Because
there's just more to it.
But those are still good. I'd give that like an 8. Like, they're
pretty decent. Good. I'd also give it an 8.
Like, it does. If you like Hershey's cookies and cream, it tastes almost exactly like that. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
Producer, you have an opinion?
I don't. It's fine. I don't super care.
You
for
don't
it.
Like this cookies and cream.
I'm not a big
fan
of the Hershey's cookies and cream either. This is basically just that.
Okay. Cool. Nailed it.
Wow. Candy.
We could have Four Loko, but.
Uh-oh. Here she's passive aggressive.
This bitch pulling out her passive aggressive card. That's me. Another thing I'm obsessed with is that on our vacation, half of the people who were there, a group of like 10, changed their screensaver to pictures of Jeff Goldblum.
I love Jeff Goldblum. He's like one of my OG crushes from back in the days.
Oh, and he is like daddy vibes hard.
As
he's getting older, he's like...
He's
only getting better.
He's good. He's good. I like him.
Everybody else put pictures of young Jeff Goldblum.
I
put only pictures of old Silver Fox Jeff Goldblum.
I respect young Jeff Goldblum, of course. Current Jeff Goldblum is the best Jeff Goldblum.
Absolutely. So I encourage anyone, change your background to Jeff Goldblum just for like a week, because it feels good. It feels good to like your phone lights up and it's just Jeff Goldblum and you're like, oh,
you feel okay. Like he has your back.
Yes, he's there. He's there for you. Yeah. He's on your side.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, girl, you having a good day? And I'm like, I am now.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. So highly recommend. After a further review, the aftertaste of the Oreo candy bar is disgusting.
It feels like morning breath.
Yes, it feels really gross. Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like I could probably get that taste out of my mouth with a Four Loko, but
oh my god. Oh my god, she's on it.
Both of them are still shaking their heads like, sorry, bitch, you're not getting a Four Loko.
Fully back on her bullshit.
This is real. Me. which brings me to news, and let's talk about Miley and Liam.
Oh, speaking of, skip wrestling.
We'll get back to wrestling in a moment, but I said this is real, this is me.
Mm-hmm. That was Demi.
That was Demi Lovato. I paused. I'm like, that's not Miley
Cyrus.
That's
not Miley. That was Demi. But Demi doesn't really do much these days. So,
I mean, they were both Disney darlings.
Uh-huh.
So there's a relation.
Yeah.
They did a song with the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
So degrees of separation.
Right.
Anyways, wow. How do you feel about it?
I feel great. Like, I'm... I've always thought they were a weird pair. I've never understood it. It's always been awkward to me. They've like broken up and gotten back together so many times. They finally got married, but then she was like, but I don't like being called wife. And I was like, then why did you get married? And then she like, they break up and she's like, already moved on. I'm like,
and she moved on with Brody Jenner's ex-wife.
I'm into it.
And they were never actually married.
Yes.
So they were like, oh, we're getting divorced, except for JK, we were never really married because we never legalized it in the states.
They scammed it.
They scammed the system.
So I'm honestly like, this is exactly the type of celebrity drama that I'm here for. And I honestly feel like Miley is thriving. And
oh, she looks great. She looks happy. She seems like she's living her best life, so like, god bless. But it does kind of make me sad because I felt like they kind of had a good story. Like, they are unlikely pairs. They were together. Then they were apart for a while and they each grew a lot. Like, Miley had a full transformation in that time period. And then they found their way back to each other. And then they got married. And then their house burned down in that fucking fire in Malibu. And they like made it through that. And now they're like, we're done. And I'm like, well, what a terrible way to end such a beautiful love story.
Think of it this way. Maybe in a few years down the road, they'll get married again.
They might.
It's happened before.
This is
crazier
true.
Things have happened. This but, is true. You know,
I just love a good story.
I know you do. But like, isn't someone not being happy and then leaving their spouse for someone that they're happy with also a good story?
Yeah. True.
I don't know. I'm into it. I'm super into it. I'm like, I want to see pictures of Miley making out with her new girlfriend on a yacht. Yes, please.
Yeah, let's do this. I'm there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose you're right.
Thank you.
The other day, so you know how like your phones are always listening to you?
Yeah.
So the other day I was talking about how I need to go get my vagina checked out. Not that anything's wrong, but it's just been like a minute.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it's time for me to go get my annual checkup. And also, I'm probably going to get an IUD.
Ooh.
Like, I'm just over.
I support you.
Having to deal with things.
I support you.
You know? So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd like to do that. I should make that appointment. And then like the very next day I got an email from my doctor and I was like, that was like, hey, it's time for you to have a PAP. Call to schedule an appointment. And I'm like, how far does the conspiracy go? I'm not just getting targeted ads anymore. My doctor heard me. I don't know. I mean, I think it's probably just time. And my like internal clock was like, hey, bitch, it's time.
Yeah.
But did you only need to get PAPs every 3 years now unless something's like going on.
Yeah.
And so like, how did my brain and my vagina know like it's been 3 years? That's weird.
The vagina is powerful.
She is powerful. She knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Do you you don't have to answer this and we can cut it if you want to, but your IUD is like, is it a hormonal?
Mm-hmm. And it's a Mirena. Did it,
a what?
A Mirena.
A Mirena. Did it like make you crazy in any way?
No.
All right. I haven't been on birth control in like a long time.
To be fair.
Yeah.
I am always crazy.
Well, samesies.
So I don't know that it made me more or less crazy, but I feel about the same.
So I haven't been on birth control in a hot minute, like shit, a decade. And I went off of it because I went fucking nuts. And it was like more nuts than normal nuts. Mm. Like I knew, bitch, be fucking crazy. Mm. This is not normal. Mm. Like aggressively angry over stupid shit like Diet Coke. That makes no sense. And like a normal Carolyn would have been fine. So I stopped. And I, you know, have other ways and means to not have a baby, which again, it's not that hard to not have a baby. So I'm afraid to do something hormonal, especially like an IUD, because that's like more, it's not just like stop taking this pill.
Okay, but you can still just go get it taken out. Like,
true, exactly. But so that's what I'm doing.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
That's Carolyn's vagina update.
Yeah, I'm proud of you and your vagina.
Yay so for me.
So proud.
Thank you. I found out one of my coworkers, I shouldn't say this, hasn't gotten her vagina checked in 13 years. And I'm like, girl, get your vagina checked. And all of us were like, girl. Yeah.
Your vagina needs you.
You need to do that. Yeah. That's important.
It's important. Like, if you're not going to take care of anything else, take care of your vagina.
Take care of your vagina. Take care of your boobs. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they're both normal.
Yeah.
If those two are in check, probably all right.
Yeah.
That's my thought. That's very medically inaccurate, but, you know, wow. Anyways, I'll let you all know how the checkup goes.
My first
available appointment was September 3rd.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a PA. I'm not even seeing my normal, like, physician.
It's a joke.
But, like, whatever. I also think it's going to cost me $0. So.
Yeah, it should.
Whatever. Anyways, let's talk wrestling.
Wrestling. We've arrived. We've made it.
We're here. Sasha Banks has returned. She has blue hair and she's a bad guy.
Okay.
I'm into it. I mean, I'm not watching it. I'm not into it enough to start watching WWE again. I almost did. I'm starting to feel like I want to get back into it, but like I don't want to support WWE. So now I'm just like, please come back other shows. Wow. I'd like to watch WoW. I'd like to watch AEW.
Yeah.
I'd like to watch other wrestling things. Like I'm starting to feel it, like it kind of pained me in my soul to not watch SummerSlam.
Yeah,
but I'm like, Carolyn, you can't watch SummerSlam.
You can't
just know you can't watch it, and it's okay.
Yeah,
you're making a statement. but I wanted to, and I heard Bray Wyatt was amazing, and his new lantern is terrifying.
I'm not, like,
and his mask is terrifying. All of it is scary, but like I'm into it. Like it's a good scary.
Yeah.
Sasha's back. She's a bad guy. I'm like, oh, come on, guys.
Come on.
So I don't know when I don't know. I mean, I think I don't until things change, but things will never change unless Vince dies. And even then,
they won't.
Probably won't change. It's hard, right? It's like, yeah.
Why are rich white people the way that they are?
Truly.
Get over it.
be done.
You're rich. We get it.
We get it.
Damn.
You can't you just be rich and go away?
True.
like why do you have to be rich and be here?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Like, don't you want to go just like vacation on an island somewhere?
If I was rich? Nay. When I am rich, let's vision board this shit.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Let's secret the whole situation. I am rich, when I win the lottery, you will never hear from me again. That's not true. I'll probably only keep podcasting and do nothing else.
Right.
But I'll like podcast and vacation. Podcast tan.
Yeah.
Podcast eat.
Yeah.
It's my life. Podcast travel, but probably only within the United States. And even then, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Most likely... podcast, find a large piece of land, never leave. Podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand. Rich people, you're doing it wrong.
We would be such good rich people.
Oh my God, we'd be the best rich people.
Right. Because I couldn't even have that much money because it would give me anxiety. So I would just like donate money or just like give it to my family or just like buy property.
You could have that much money. You would just put it in the bank and not spend it as aggressively.
That's what I do now.
Exactly. So you absolutely can handle that amount of money. Don't put it into the universe that you can't handle that amount of money. That's a reverse secreting.
No,
you can handle it.
Would use it for good things.
Yeah.
Not being an a-hole.
Yeah. No. Why you got to be an a-hole? And you already have so much money. You don't need other a-holes' money. Like, he just wants to keep taking other a-holes' money.
Don't.
Like, let Saudi be Saudi. You don't need Saudi money. You got your own money.
Truly. Why don't
you have enough money to start the XFL again? What's your fucking problem?
And also, if you're gonna take blood money, but then like not give your employees like employee benefits or like any extra cash or better contracts, then like,
because I'd feel better about it if they were taking blood money and then giving like health insurance to their people.
Absolutely.
Like, I can give you health insurance now because we're taking the dirty Saudi money.
Well, it's like, okay, at least you're taking care of your people, but no. He's taking care of his damn self.
Yeah. What a dick.
What a shame that that is who has money. Wow.
Only terrible people
have
money.
The world really fucked it. Truly.
Good people aren't meant to have money.
Yeah.
But good news, I'm not a good person either.
I mean,
I'm not Vince McMahon.
Exactly.
I don't know. We're gonna make the money. I cannot fucking wait to win the lottery. It's coming. I can feel it in my bones.
Do you play the lottery every
week? No, I play when it feels right.
When your crystals are fully charged.
When my crystals are fully charged, when I'm just like feeling it, like sometimes I'm like, ooh, you know what? I think today's the day. Or if something really lucky happens to me, I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna play the lottery today. Cause what if I'm like, just, this is a lucky day?
Right.
You know. Sometimes I like just really like think about the numbers and like think and wait and like that's the number. Yeah, it's great. I'm a crazy person.
I know.
But one day it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I hope it's sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's gonna be sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I'm hitting the point, almost about to the point where I'm just gonna become filthy rich.
That's great. I support you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you'll subsequently also become rich,
obviously.
So
yeah,
neither of us will ever talk to our families again.
Yeah.
We'll just disappear into the night one day. We'll just send checks and like cryptic messages.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that reminds me, I have my eggplant. People who write emails like they're serial killers.
Like in all caps?
No, not in all caps. Like, they just capitalize every other word.
Oh.
Or like they capitalize every word in one sentence and then none of the words in the following sentence. Mm-hmm. Or like
who
it looks like
that? Like,
well, I will show you, my friend.
Who is like every word I must press shift? Like,
right? The like amount of time that it would take to do that. And it's not like every single word. So it's not, let me see. Is that how you spell his name? Yep. Yep. Right here. Just take a look-see at that email that I'm like, how that took you so much time. And then there's some words that don't have it. So clearly he was shifting and doing it that way.
There is
and
I'm one like, word. There is one word in this entire email. No, two, three. Well, I don't count the.
But like he never capitalized the.
Yeah.
But he capitalized every other word. And I'm like, I don't like this. I don't want to meet with this person.
Why?
I think would you he's a serial killer.
Every word.
Yeah.
Every word you're sitting there like,
okay, and then this capital. One, and then that was his response capital. To me again in there. And then there's some,
makes me right? Shiver.
And then there's some big words that aren't capitalized. And you're like, what in the actual fuck? It's like a ransom note. Wow. Anyways, back to wrestling.
Okay.
So I don't know. Sorry, Vince McMahon is a crazy person. So I have to wait for wrestling to come back that I can watch. And I can't watch TNA and I can't watch, I don't know. I'm ready. My body is ready, willing and gable to watch some more wrestling.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Elias is the 24/7 champion right now. So mm-hmm. I'm almost wanting to watch, but I also know it's just going to be bullshit.
Yeah.
I
did illegally watch. I did find an illegal stream of, I didn't, Josh did, of TakeOver. So mm-hmm. I did watch TakeOver because I was able to illegally stream it on the internet. And I'm like, ha-ha, I can get around this.
Here comes Vince McMahon. Knock, knock, knocking on your door. You owe me $9.99.
I'm like, fuck you, Vince.
If
you could throw any food/liquid on Vince McMahon, what would it be?
Bitch. That's a good one, right? Yeah. Because obviously it doesn't do like physical harm. It's just more of like a pride thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So nothing like frozen. Like we're not going to be like not an ice block.
No, it's like just like it will just be embarrassing.
Yeah, I know what mine is.
Okay, I want to say I want to go really ridiculous. I want to go like a big old loaded plate of nachos.
Oh,
it's just like cheese There's sauce some, and like
crispy
meat.
Edges there. I was going to say. Strawberry milkshake.
Ooh.
Because it'll look good. Yeah. You know what I mean? You like throw it. You have the satisfaction of throwing like a glass.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a glass of liquid, but then it's like pink and everywhere.
Mm. And then just all come by with the nachos. Yep. Just like it'll just be like sour cream. And like
ew, a little bit of guacamole. Yeah. Maybe a jalapeno in his eye.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, we're going to get you one day, Vince. If you show up knock, knock, knocking on my door, you're getting milkshaked. I'll be like, hold on one second. I just need to whip up a quick smoothie. Mm-hmm. And then I will come back. Yeah.
So anyway.
So I watched TakeOver and that was fine.
Okay, good. Good to know. That's very important.
Yeah, I was very annoyed by the very long main event.
Seth won the championship back, so I don't really even understand what was the point.
Literally, what was the point of Brock? What was the point of the briefcase? What was the point of any of it?
What was the point of Seth? Like,
yeah, what was the point of
what
any
is
of
the
it?
Point of that to be like, oh, Seth lost the title because Brock is a machine, but then Seth won it back? Like, what does that do for anybody?
Nothing. It's WWE bullshit.
So Becky Lynch is on the cover of WWE 2K20
with Roman Reigns, the big I'm dog. Like,
put her on there alone, you cowards.
You pussies.
Like every other WWE 2K whatever, it's like it's a single person. Star. And then it's like Becky Lynch and Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
We can't just have a girl.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. We can't just have a girl. Girls don't sell things.
Especially video games.
Yeah.
Your video games suck. You know what? If you want to sell video games, try making them.
Oh! Burn. I mean, yeah, you know what people who play video games hate? Females.
They hate them. They like objectifying females.
I know.
So you just put a sexy picture of Becky Lynch on the cover, bada boom, bada bing.
Sold.
Done.
Gajillion copies yeah. sold. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how.
They're like patting themselves on the back. I'm like, cowards.
Cowards. And also like don't do that. Like that's not what women want. We don't want a pity.
Oh yeah, look at us.
A pity. We're feminists. We're going to put her on there with someone else. Like that's not what we're looking for. I mean, it's a step in the right direction, sort of, but it's a pity accolade.
Yeah.
And that's bullshit because she deserves to be on it solo.
Mm-hmm.
Man, wrestling's complicated.
It is. I also feel like the women really aren't doing anything right now and not really getting time. I mean, I know Sasha just came back and she has blue hair, blue meanie, if you will.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like, yeah. What is anyone else doing?
I don't know. I know Alexa and Nikki have the tag belts.
But what are they doing? Who are they feuding with? They won it from the Iconics. Who else is a tag team that's going after them?
I don't know.
I don't even want to say the name.
What's their actual tag name? Kabuki Warriors? Is that right?
Yeah, it's right, but it's wrong.
But I think that's who they're feuding with.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah. So it's them and the Iconics. There's what's her face? Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose that they could be feuding with. I don't know.
But what are they doing? Like, what is the feud?
It's like, we're good. You're not as good. Let's fight. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I was watching Liv Morgan's Instagram. Well, no. I was watching Renee Young's Instagram. Mm-hmm. And she referenced something that happened on Liv Morgan's Instagram. And so I was like, I will go check that out. And so I was watching Liv Morgan's Instagram. And she was hanging out with... what's her face? The sexist, racist, white girl, the blonde with she was in the army and she's like,
oh, Lacey Evans.
That's the one, Lacey Evans. She's like, Lacey Evans. She was hanging out with Lacey Evans, just like out and about. And she's like, I'm doing the Live Your Life Challenge. She's like, Lacey, I bet you can't live your life. And she's like, what do you mean? She's like, I bet you can't live your life. She's like, I can live my life. She's like, I dare you to jump in that lake. And it was Lake Ontario. And she's like, I dare you to jump in that lake right now. She's like, right now? She's like, yeah, right now. She's like, all right. And she just jumped in it. And I was like, I have never liked Lacey Evans more. Because Liv was like, holy shit. She just jumped in there. And she popped right out. And was like,
can you just do that?
I did it. I mean, yeah, they were on a bridge. She jumped. She jumped back up.
Oh my God.
She pulled herself back up and I was like, okay, I like that. And also it's nice to see wrestlers in their natural habitat and not as their personas, because we really hate her persona and what they're doing with her.
I think I'd feel confident that I would probably hate her in real life too.
You think? I mean, she seems fine in real life from the... very brief, yeah,
from
Instagram,
her jumping into a river. You're like, wow. Brief.
Well, and they were hanging out all day, and she's just like, she's down to clown, and I appreciate someone who's down to clown, because she dared her to do other things, and she's like, yeah, I don't care. I'll do that. And they were, and so they seem, she seems down to clown, and I appreciate a person who's that way, that's just like, yeah, fuck it. Who cares? What are they going to do? What's everyone going to do about it? But I don't know. I hate her character, and I hate that she's not really a good wrestler, and I hate some of the other things about her, but mm-hmm. I think maybe as a person she's not the worst, but she also might be the worst. I don't know.
Here's the thing about...
Is Liv the worst? Because if they're hanging out together, maybe they're both shitty.
Here's the thing. Everyone, universally, us included, is the worst. We all suck.
True. True.
Peace up, A-Town.
Everybody... just like, listen, listeners, you suck.
We all suck.
Us, we
like,
suck.
You have to just admit it. You like, we suck. Collectively, everyone sucks.
Well, like, as a society, we're not doing so hot.
And individually, we suck.
We're not doing so hot. All around, we suck. What an uplifting message.
Thank you. I really try.
We're really just bringing it nice and up here in the podcast. I don't know what else is happening in the world of wrestling. Glow came out.
I still haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it yet either.
Season 3. Haven't really heard anything about it.
Samesies, actually, now that you say that, has anyone watched it?
Yeah.
I finished Veronica Mars.
Oh, I'm still on season 3.
Okay, well, I'm going to need you to speed that up.
Bitch, I'm trying.
Because I need to talk to you about season four.
Well, I've heard there's like someone dies. There's like some drama. Someone dies, but I don't know who.
I need to talk to you about season four. I will not say anything outside of that. I did immediately text a friend of the show, Katie Sparks, after it ended, because I was like, we need to talk mm-hmm. about this mm-hmm. situation. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, so whatever. We'll talk about it.
Wow.
It'll probably take you like 2 months to get there because you don't watch TV like I watch TV.
That's right. Well, and I don't know what the fourth season is, but like Veronica Mars seasons are long. They're like 20 something episodes.
Season four, I don't think is that long. Maybe it's like 10 episodes.
Oh, okay.
Because it was just an order from Hulu, yeah. So it's not as long.
Yeah, but like it's taken a while to get through the first three seasons because they're like 22, 23 episodes each.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're long.
They're a lot. And the fourth season is also just like a straight to Hulu, so it is darker in the sense that it's... There's more fucks and shits and...
Well, and they're all adults
it's
now.
It's more
they're
gory.
Not.
Like, well, but it's just like... They were adults in season three.
I mean, college.
But, I mean... But it's still very, like, PG in the sense that it was on network television. This is not. So it is more edgy.
Yeah.
So it's... You see more...
Is there boob?
No, there's no... You don't see any nudity. It's just more, like, violence.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw in a couple butts and a boob, man.
I just need to see a boob.
Yeah.
Just one boob. There is way more sex, like graphic sex, but you're not seeing any actual bodies. Actually, I think you might see butts.
I'm an equal opportunist. I take a butt.
I think there's some butts. Yes. And I won't even tell you that. I'm going to wait. I was going to tell you that someone's super hot, but I'm not going to say that because I don't want to spoil
anything. Well, it's all the same
anything.
People, right?
Yes, but some people, yes.
Some people have aged for the better and some people have aged for the worse.
100%. And also, like, there's people that should be around and people that shouldn't be around mm-hmm. and, like, characters, as you know from Veronica Mars season one and two and three, that, like, love interests are constantly kind of changing and moving around. Like, they're all kind of still around, but they're not the same people. So, you'll see.
Wow.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
Did you know there was a movie?
I knew, but I did. I've never seen it. Is it even on Hulu?
No, it's not. It's on HBO.
Oh.
I think, right now. But, also, a friend of the show, Katie Sparks, is probably going to loan it to me because I think she has it on hard copy. Because I didn't know that in between three and four there was a movie. So starting up four directly from three, there was like some missing parts.
Yeah,
like,
I
figured it out. Yeah. Like, I'm like, okay, that's the dynamic, whatever. But like there's explanation from the movie.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, maybe I should go watch that. Mm-hmm. Whatever, doesn't matter. All right.
So anyway, wrestling.
Do you want to talk about the Bellas podcast? That's wrestling adjacent.
Okay, I didn't listen to it because I haven't been listening because they've been having weird episodes with guest stars and I haven't been a fan. I'm sorry, Luciento. Their guest stars are fucking boring.
Yep.
And as much as I love the Bellas, they're not exactly the world's greatest interviewers. So I've not really been listening because the episodes have been boring to me. And I didn't know that this week was back to a normal episode.
Yeah, this week, back to a normal episode. So you know how Nikki was going to New Zealand and that's why she couldn't do this? Well, turns out that job fell through.
Yeah.
So all of this was pointless.
Right.
Because she didn't ever go to New Zealand.
Right.
Also.
But what was the job? Or did she not say?
She can't say. Oh. She legally can't say. It was hosting a TV show.
Mm.
And that's about all she can say.
Mm.
And it was on a really cool network with a really cool production team. And I was really excited for it. But. And somebody else is now hosting and I've been stalking that person's Instagram. She's Aww. Like, and it's not healthy. but they pushed back the release date and the release date was going to be on the exact same day as Total Bellas, which she was already contracted for. And so she could not cross promote something else on that day. And so she had to say no.
Oh,
yeah. Before they had it at a day that it wouldn't have conflicted. Yeah. And then they changed it and she had to.
She had to back out.
She had to back out 48 hours before. Like, just before.
Oh, my gosh.
So, she was heartbroken. But, whatever. So, she's back. Bree's car got stolen. they both told the woman that said that Disneyland should be only that no childless adults should be there. They both told them to told her to fuck off. Bella Brains was about the beginning of the United States, like the creation of the United States. Mm-hmm. And they were both told to sing the national anthem at the mm-hmm. end. That was really just like kind of for funsies.
Yeah.
They technically tied, mm-hmm. but it was for funsies. They asked, one of the questions was, who is credited with making the American flag? And Nikki said Betty White. Seriously. Completely, like, as a real answer, Betty White.
Did she think it was the same Betty White?
No. She was just like, I think it's Betty. Is it Betty White? Mm-hmm. And they're like, no. But neither of them know any of the words to the national anthem.
Right.
And it was rough. Highly recommend.
Mm.
It was gold, obviously. But highly, highly, highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel Bryan was just like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it was great. Mm. So I recommend, if for literally nothing else, go back and just listen to Bella Brains.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about wrestling related, or do you want to go into heel heads?
Oh, are we still doing that?
Producer, do you want to talk about heel heads?
So I have a little thing here from, again, friend of the podcast, Katie Sparks, who put together a quiz and an answer key for us.
So we've been sent heels mail for heel heads.
God.
With a quiz and all the answers, and they're in two separate envelopes, and I'm very scared. I don't know what the topic is. I know nothing about it. I just knew that they had come. Lord have
mercy. I'm trying to think about how I want to do this, because there's too many names to do tonight.
Heel heads.
So I think we'll try to split it up into thirds.
Oh, God.
And so, you know, we'll miss two out of three it.
What is it?
It's a long list of wrestler names.
Oh, no. I need you to tell me
if they are their real names or they are their stage names.
No!
No, the indignation.
Okay, wait. So is it just like you're going to ask us five names and we're going to say real or fake?
I'm going to ask you like 15 names, but yeah.
And we're going to say real or fake, and we're going to be out of the room, so we're not going to every other?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Fuck my face. All right.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't know how I feel about this either. I think I leave the room first this time.
Fine. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Ugh. Fine.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we all good?
Yeah.
All right. So, I've got a list of a bunch of names here. I'm going to mark it right there, and I'm going to, so you guys, all you have to tell me is if the name is real or if it's their stage name.
Okay.
Let's see here. I will do it like this on my page so I can keep track. Okay. Tito Santana.
Real.
Fake.
Fuck. Stop doing a bad start.
Roman Reigns.
Fake.
Correct. Jacques Rougeau.
Fake?
Real.
Come on!
Bray Wyatt.
Fake.
Correct. Mikey Whipwreck.
Real?
Fake.
Damn it!
Taka Michinoku.
Real?
Fake.
Damn it!
Howard Finkel.
Real.
Real. John Laurinaitis.
Real.
Real. Rick Steiner.
Fake.
Correct. Brian Pillman.
Ooh. Real.
No, it is fake.
Damn.
Nick Bockwinkel.
Real.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Barry Windham.
Fake.
Barry Windham is real.
Damn it.
Jamie Noble.
Fake.
Fake. Dolph Ziggler.
Fake. Fuck fake. That guy.
Yes. Agreed. Kerry Von Erich.
Fake.
Correct.
Yay.
Let's see here. Vern Gagne.
Real?
Yes.
Oh.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Fake.
Fake, yes. And Bruno Sammartino.
Real?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you finished off better than you started.
Yeah, I did okay.
All right, can you go grab Carolyn? We'll do the other half.
She's not going to come for that. Wow.
All right, so you got 12 of 17.
That's not bad.
No.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that's all right. Not bad.
So
that's a passing grade.
Yeah. All right, Carolyn, real quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you 17 wrestler names. You just tell me if they're their real name or their stage name.
Okay. Did you tell yes, her like as she was going?
Yeah. Okay. Tito Santana.
Real.
Fake.
Okay.
Roman Reigns.
Fake.
Yeah. Jacques Rougeau.
Real.
Yeah. Bray Wyatt.
Fake.
Yeah. Mikey Whipwreck.
Oh. Real.
Yeah. No, that is fake.
Oh.
Taka Michinoku.
Real.
Fake.
Fuck.
Howard Finkel.
Real.
Yes. John Laurinaitis.
Real.
Yes. Rick Steiner.
Fake.
Yes.
Okay.
Brian Pillman.
Real.
Fake. No, I'm sorry. That is real. Oh, yes, okay. Yes, yes. Nick Bockwinkel.
Fake.
That is real. Barry Windham.
Real.
Yes. Jamie Noble.
Real.
Fake.
Oh, damn it.
Dolph Ziggler.
Fake.
Yes. Everything about him is fake.
Yeah, truly.
Kerry Von Erich.
Real.
Fake. Vern Gagne.
Fake.
Real.
Damn it.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Shit. Oh, it's probably fake. But I'm going to say real.
No, it's fake.
Damn it.
Bruno Sammartino.
Real?
Yes.
Okay. One, I got like 5, right?
You got 10. So you're only 2 behind Karma, but still lost.
God damn it.
Respect.
Okay.
It's hard.
It's hard. The only ones that I was like positive about, I'm like Roman Reigns and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Everyone else, I'm like, I don't know.
Who knows?
Oh, God. Well, thanks, Katie.
Wow, can't wait to hear the rest of the list that I get wrong.
That mine was a failing grade. At least yours was a passing grade.
Right.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's talk Jonas Brothers. They started their tour. It's officially happening.
I'm so excited for their tour, for it to come to us. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Today's Joe's birthday.
It is his birthday.
It's a very special day.
Yep.
You know, he's just a really special person to me. And I just wish him the best.
Yo, obviously. I think he already got a new dog, so he like moved right on.
Well, his other dog was sad.
His other dog needed a buddy.
Yeah.
That's true. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Dogs are fun.
And all dogs go to heaven.
That's true.
So there's that too. Yeah, Priyanka's being canceled.
Barely,
but people are mad at her in a massive way, and I'm cool with that. Like,
like
when I say massive, I mean like a lot of people are upset with her, and that makes me happy.
People have already forgotten about it.
I know, but like, some people have canceled her, and I'm like, okay.
I know, but yeah.
I mean, she is not who she likes to present herself as.
Well, I think that's
everyone.
Clear.
Well, that's clear, and that's most people, but like she's very like of the people and she is not. in any way.
No.
So, yeah, Priyanka's getting canceled. It's Joe's birthday. Joe has a new dog. Kevin's kids have been at, like, all the shows. Mm-hmm. And then during the day when they're not at shows, they've been going to, like, Disney World and things. Mm-hmm. And it's very cute.
It's very
cute. And it's very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm excited. October will be here soon.
Exactly.
We're, like, less than 2 months away.
I'm so ready. Like, I can't wait.
I'm very excited for mm-hmm. it. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Cool. What else is happening? Bachelor in Paradise is around. It's great. Love Island ended. Did that end before or after we recorded?
Before, but we couldn't talk about it because we didn't record.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay. Well, let's talk about it. Well, it ended up being... That's right, because it ended while I was on vacation.
Yeah.
So, the final four couples were Caro and Ray,
mm-hmm.
our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan and Alexandra.
Mm-hmm.
Weston and whatever her name was.
Emily.
And the other two, Barbie and Keb.
Zach and Elizabeth.
Yes. So...
So first and foremost, yikes. There was a prize. There was like a winner.
They never said anything about the prize the whole season.
There was like a winner and like money. So they like put a vote. The winner was by a vote, right? Like
America's vote.
America's vote voted
within
for the
a 2 hour window.
Yeah.
So
yeah, voted for the favorite couple. So basically what it came down to was the top two were Dylan and Alexandra and Zach and Elizabeth. Duh, they've been a couple the longest, whatever, mm-hmm. not surprised. So then they announced like, oh, Zach and Elizabeth, duh, you're the winner.
You win, congrats.
So then, this is the part I like because I think future season someone will get screwed over and I'm here for it.
100%.
So then they announced, okay, well, you guys won, you're America's favorite couple, but... I have two envelopes. Each one of you picks a random envelope. One of them has $100,000 in it. One of them has nothing. And the person who gets the $100,000 gets to choose whether they keep it all or they split it 50-50 with your partner. So mm-hmm. you can see, like, for sure, was it real love or were they just trying to get the $100,000?
Right.
Well, they won and they split it. Whatever. Who
She's
cares?
She's like, this should be a harder decision, but it's not. Obviously, I'm splitting it. I'm like, okay.
I don't like them.
I don't either.
I don't think any of those couples are going to last more than like 2 months outside of the villa. And
absolutely not.
I was really so they did like family visits, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was really excited when Emily's best friend came to visit her and she was like, I don't know about Weston.
And she's like, but he's really sweet. And she's like, is he?
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Also, I think it's a major red flag when it's not a family member. When they're like, everyone's like parents are showing up. It's like, it's their family. It's supposed to be families meeting families. Yeah. And like,
it's their best friend.
And Emily is kind of a bitch. And for her family to not show up, I'm like, this pans out.
Well,
this all pans out. But also she might have a lunatic family.
Yeah.
Because now that I think of it, I don't know that I'd want my family there.
Exactly. Who would you want? Me.
You.
Exactly.
But exactly. I'm also kind of a bitch, but my family's also crazy.
Yeah.
So I would have, you're right, I would have you.
Yeah.
Then never mind.
Yeah.
But you know what's weird? If I wasn't, like, if I never dated Josh, I would have never met you. And if we didn't last, then we wouldn't be friends.
I don't like that.
But it's weird, right? That,
yeah.
And it's weird because we met in high school. Like, who stays with people they met in high school?
No one.
Literally no one. It's very strange.
It's very strange.
Anyways.
I can't believe us.
No, I can't believe it. It's meant to be. Yeah, so she split it and it was over. And also they told us like tomorrow's the season finale. And we're like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if we'd watched UK, we would have known the normal.
Maybe. But I just feel like, well, I feel like the last like week or so was really boring because they didn't bring any new people in. They were just like getting rid of people and kind of like winding down and it was boring.
Yeah.
The first part of the season where they were bringing new people in and swapping around and that was good. That was gold.
Great.
But
they were all still so nice to each other.
Yeah.
But then the end, it was just like the same old people.
And they were fucking boring and whatever. Like cut the end of the season to like two nights. Just be like, okay, here's the final four winner. Boom. Family visits. Done.
Yeah. We don't need 2 weeks of the last groups.
Yeah.
So Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going back to Big Brother, or I was thinking about going back to Big Brother because the underdogs are starting to take over and all the like dicks are starting to get kicked out. Like Jackson was eliminated, or not Jackson, Jack was eliminated last week, who is Aquaman, if anyone needs a reference. Mm-hmm. And he and Julie like fully called him out in his elimination, like literally showed videos of things he said. Normally they leave the house and everyone cheers and she's like, oh, did you have a good time? What was so hard? What was the hardest part? What are you going to miss? And then they send them on their merry way. She's like, so you said this about her and you said this about her and you voted out people of color and you said this and let's roll back the tape. And I was like, oh, Julie, journalism?
Julie Chen Moonves, excuse me.
But like, yeah, it was kind of nice to be like, oh, they're calling them out on their bullshit. She's like, you're a fucking racist. I mean, she didn't say those words, but that's what was being implied.
Yeah.
So.
I hope this is, I don't understand how in the year of our Lord 2019, having, and this is the 21st season of Big Brother, mm-hmm, and people who sign up for it know it's 24/7.
Yeah.
Constantly broadcast. There is a way to find things you've said live.
Trump is going to be my answer to anything that you say here.
Well, congratulations, Jack, for you being unemployed, because I'm sure wherever he worked before was like,
he was like a fucking trainer, like a fitness trainer in Florida.
Oh, so he got a promotion.
So like, he's probably fine. Like, who's going to be fucked is Nick, who, yeah, is a child psychologist.
Yeah.
And he has been openly sexist and racist and disgusting.
Yeah.
And pervy and predatory. Mm-mm. He's been a problem. So like, he's fucked. Mm-hmm. He went to like a lot of years of college,
yeah,
and is probably severely in debt, and he's going to lose his job.
Yeah.
He's fucked.
Yeah.
But Jack's fine. He's fine.
Well, it's too bad. I like that the other Jack is really filling out his figure.
Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the Big Brother house. Yeah. I feel like that happens to everyone in the Big Brother house.
It happened to him quickly and in a big way.
He stopped working out. Mm-hmm. He started eating. Stopped being polite and started getting real.
Well, and he stopped taking whatever supplements he was taking.
Yep. Yep. So he doesn't have his six pack so much anymore.
Not so much. I mean, listen.
He's a fucking dick also.
He's
so
a fucking dick.
We're not one to fat shame anyone ever.
I'm just saying it's funny because he's like us now. And he's, yeah, like, he was making
You're one of the people.
He was making fun of some of the people at first.
For their size.
Yeah,
and now, he was making fun of Ovi.
Yeah. And uh-huh, now here he is.
Mm-hmm.
A fatty.
Look at you, fatty. I mean, he's still probably gained like a grand total of 15 pounds, but like, it shows.
Yeah, I can gain 15 pounds and no one will notice.
Oh my God, I can gain so much weight and like literally nothing,
yeah,
changes.
But him.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry about it.
Sorry. So I was excited because it felt like the underdogs were starting to take over, and Cliff, Nicole, Jess, and Kat were all like together. They were Cliff's angels.
Oh,
so the three of the girls that were like kind of the underdogs, which Kat makes no sense to be an underdog in any way, but she is not connected with any of that like power group.
Yeah.
So they were all together and they were winning competitions and things were happening and they got Jack out and I'm like, yeah, everything's great. And then Tommy,
mm-hmm,
won HOH and put up Cliff and Kat.
Yeah, so exactly. And that's why I told
you. And one of them won the veto competition, so it's still Cliff and Kat, and one of them's going home tonight, and I'm just like, this sucks.
Yeah, that's why I told you not to watch, because I'm like, don't get lulled into a false sense of security. These people are still horrible. The majority of them
are horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that sucks. Okay. But I do think they also had a competition last week where it was, they had people vote on their least favorite,
uh-huh,
or they had them vote on their most favorite and then they just picked
the
whoever
bottom
was at the bottom, yeah, and had them be in some competition for something, and whoever lost had to wear like a chicken costume for the week or something stupid. And so there was, because I can still see like clips online from things, and there was like the internal crisis of them all realizing that they are not liked by America.
So
and,
wait,
like,
who was it?
Oh shit, Annalise, Holly, Christy.
They were the ones.
And Jackson.
Oh, they were the ones that got picked up.
So they all had to do this competition so that they didn't get to the bottom. And all of them just being like, America can't hate us. Why would America hate us? And like, and they're talking to each other. Like, because it's one of those ones where they have to like put an egg over the top of a cage. Yeah. So it's like a slow one. And you can talk. And they're like talking to one another like, I just don't believe that America doesn't like us. That doesn't make any sense. There's got to be something else. Do you think we're... And Jackson's like, no, 100%. We're the least favorite house guests. And Chrissy's like, no way. That's not possible. And Annalise is like, that's not possible. And I'm like, no, literally everyone hates you guys.
Yeah, they're terrible
people. You guys are the worst. Yeah. And you've been shitty people. And also, you're being watched 24/7. We can see everything you're doing all the time.
At least Jackson knows. At least he's self-aware.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, no. We're definitely least favorite.
So let me ask you this. So both on Love Island. So one of the things that happened on Love Island, like the last night, is like basically everyone just got under the covers and fucked.
Oh, that was
awkward.
Awkward.
And then they just like came out of the covers and like looked at each other and just like giggled. So and
but like they're all in the same. They're like all in one big like
room,
living room, essentially size. It's not even like a great room. It's like it's not like there's any separation. The separation between their beds is maybe 5 feet.
Yeah,
they're all
there,
which I mean,
it's like
whatever
camp.
It's like, well, and it's like, it's just like an orgy situation, except for like no one fucks anyone than your one person. But like, it's awkward that they're all in this.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Well, and up until then, most of the fucking, it seems like, was limited to the hideaway, like the private room that occasionally
or
got.
When no one else was around. It was like, it was,
or it was just like,
or it was like in the shower. Yeah, it was like, it was more secluded.
So, and then also there's been a lot of fucking on Big Brother this season, like a lot of fucking.
Oh yeah.
And like, I don't know, what would you do, like, in especially like a Love Island situation, like would you be fucking in a under the covers in a bed like 5 feet from like another couple that's also fucking? Like, what's more awkward, to not be fucking when the couple next to you is fucking, or to also be fucking?
That's a good point. Like, if everyone else is fucking, you better be fucking, or it's like, or you're just listening to other people fuck.
Exactly. Like,
like, you, if you're fucking and they're fucking, at least you're just focused on your own fucking,
right?
But also, it's got to be so quiet in there. There's no TV, there's no music, there's no nothing. Yeah. It's just like, it's fucking noises.
I don't know that I could do that.
Squish, squish, slurp, slurp.
I don't know that I could do that, even if everyone else was fucking. Like, I feel like I would just need to leave.
I think, or, I don't know. There's also, it's probably kind of, I don't know. You and I don't talk about sex very much because
I'm just saying, in a hypothetical situation.
But like, in a hypothetical situation, like, maybe that's also kind of hot. Like, you're listening to the sex noises and that gets you turned on. It's like porn,
I guess,
right? So like, if that's all happening, like, that might also then, if like one person starts fucking, that might like turn on another couple, and then they start fucking, and then like everyone's fucking.
So I still,
do you know what I mean? Like, it's weird. Like,
yeah,
I think it, now that you say it, I think it's weirder
if you don't,
if you're not fucking and everyone else is fucking.
But it would be like, oh.
Or if people 5 feet from you are fucking and you're just like you're just like stiff as a board, like, what's happening around me?
It's not like you're just gonna be like, okay, well, good night, and like sleep. They're fucking.
Yeah, no, there's no just like sleepy slumber if you're hearing people fucking right next to you. You're either horrified and trying to block it out, or you're like, well, I need to do something here so that it doesn't, I'm not focused on that.
What are you gonna do?
Fuck. You're gonna fuck.
So I don't know. I'm very conflicted. I'm like, I feel like I would be too traumatized, but also like, if everyone else is doing it, like, they'll never know which sex noises are your sex noises.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. If there's just like so many sex noises happening,
then it's kind of the perfect scenario.
Yeah. What if there was just like everyone's having sex and then they're just like a loud fart?
I thought it would be me.
Was like, it me.
And I would laugh.
Well, I think everything would just halt. Like, it would just go silent for a second. And everyone's like,
I would laugh.
Who was that?
Oh my God. That would be so funny.
It would be really funny if someone claimed it too. I'm like, that was me. Everyone, resume.
Oh man.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. No, there's a lot of moaning happening on Big Brother. There's a lot of moaning. Well, I mean, there wasn't that much moaning happening on Love Island until like literally the second to last night.
Yeah. And then everyone.
It was like.
It was free for all.
There was all the moaning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like their last night.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of them are not going to actually see each other after this.
No.
Like, who was it? Weston and Emily, I think, are the furthest actually away from one another. Like, I think fucking Ken and Barbie. I don't know why I can never remember their names.
I think they only live a couple hours apart.
I think they're only a couple hours apart. You know, Kira and Cashel live in L.A., so they're both near each other.
There's no way that lasted more than that phone call after this
show. Oh, no. That was all for show. And then she saw him and was like, oh, shit, you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was a whole thing. And then I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. No way. We should find their Instagrams.
I bet it's not hard.
I bet it's not hard at all. So, I don't know. Wow. So, I guess what we've learned today is that if everyone else is fucking, you might as well fuck too.
your lesson.
That's a life lesson, everybody. Submit to peer pressure. Well, no, it's just weird. If you're all in the room and like, how do you not?
Thank God. Love Island 2019, which couples are still together, posted like 2 days ago.
Amazing. Who's still together? Well, I know Dylan and Alexandra are because they went on the morning toast this morning together.
Well, and it's only been like, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks since they filmed the finale.
Yeah, but who's already broken up?
That's fascinating. Still going strong. Ken and Barbie. Here's an Instagram of them on a beach. Original.
Wow. So new and different from everything we've seen from them thus far.
Yeah. Ray and Caro. It says they're still together, but neither one of them has shared photos. So, okay.
But maybe they I don't think they live near each other. So if they went home, it's only been a week and a half. They may not have gotten back together to see each other yet.
True.
You know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
Like, they may not have traveled to visit one another yet. It's only been a week and a half.
Yeah. So, Dylan and Alexandra are allegedly still together.
Weston? They literally went on a podcast this morning.
Okay.
So, unless something happened this afternoon, they should still be together.
Let's see. Weston and Emily, blah, blah, blah. Weston posted a photo of himself. And wrote, so excited to see this babe on Monday. Yeah.
He posted a picture of himself and said, so I'm so excited to see this babe.
No, it's a picture of them together.
Got it. I'm like, what?
Kira and Cashel, blah, blah, blah.
Broken up.
From Monday, Kira posted on Instagram that says, can anyone tell my man Cashel to stop golfing and come back?
Oh, okay. Fine.
But again, it's been like 2 whole weeks since this show ended.
That's why I was surprised that this article even existed. Like, how?
Well, you can find so most fast. Of their Instagrams.
Can I see that picture? Because that actually kind of looked cute.
So, I mean, of course you're still together 2 weeks later because.
Well, and you're still in your 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You still need
you're
to
still
cash
getting
in.
Morning toast interviews.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, wowie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thoroughly enjoyed Love Island.
It was fun. It
was
a
good
time.
The last week was very boring.
Yeah.
But it was very fun up until the last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Very fun. Cool. What else?
That's it?
Should we go to Kumquat Corner? Go visit Kumquat Corner?
Take a walk down.
Yeah, I think we've got questions. That's so new and different for us.
Yikes. Because we remembered to tweet.
Because we remembered. Let me just real quick make sure there was nothing from last week. I don't think there was. Because we didn't do anything. I fell off the face of the earth. I don't think I even posted pictures or anything. Anyways, okay, Katie at KT Buns. Best part of SummerSlam for me was The Fiend. I'm obsessed with Sasha's blue hair. I make an incredible chicken salad. Cool. What was it? What was the question? I didn't tweet. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Bitch, it makes perfect sense if you ask for everyone's favorite chicken recipes.
The meaning of life. Wow. Okay.
The meaning of life is good chicken. Because we've all had some bad, dry-ass chicken.
You know what? I bought both chicken breast and chicken thighs because I almost made that lemon garlic chicken today. And I was like, who has the time?
Wow.
Because it would have taken significantly longer because I know that you like a nice, juicy thigh.
I do love a juicy thigh.
And you don't really love a juicy breast.
I mean, I'm okay with breasts if they are, in fact, nice and juicy.
Yeah, but sometimes they go dry.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, so the question, so our tweet was, calling all cumquats, we're back on a regular recording schedule tonight. We need questions, comments, thoughts on SummerSlam, favorite chicken recipes, the meaning of life to answer on the podcast. So she said, I make an incredible chicken salad. Green apple, ooh, red grape, red onion, chopped pickles, garlic, salt, and mayo. Yum.
That does sound good.
I mean, the chopped pickles is kind of where you lose me.
Well, because you don't like pickles, but sub it for like a cucumber.
Yeah, but also.
Or celery. I don't like celery, but.
Or I don't hate relish, oddly, which I know is just chopped pickles.
Yeah.
But they're not as aggressive. Like, I'll just get like a little.
It's sweeter.
And it's a little sweeter, and I'll just get like a little bite of it. So, like, I would put in some relish instead of chopped pickles.
Hmm. Which is the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. It's exactly the same thing.
But it does sound good, Katie.
Yeah. The great one at JD Sellers asks or says, just cover the chicken in buttermilk, then flour, salt, and pepper, and fry it. Nothing hard about it. You know what? There is something hard about it because you have to fry it for the right amount of time to get it cooked
and what,
to
do
get
you, it crispy, what do you fry it in
and stay juicy without drying out. Exactly. What do you fry it in?
Yeah. Jason,
do you fully submerge it, or do you just put a little oil in the pan? Do you do butter?
Do you do Crisco? What are you doing? What are you frying it in? Are you just frying it in vegetable oil?
Do you fry it in the oven? Oh, an air fryer?
Just gonna say, or what about an air fryer? Yeah. No oil whatsoever.
Yeah.
It could be more complicated.
It's still super easy to dry out that way, is all I'm saying.
So fucking lootly it is. And if I'm gonna fry chicken, personally, I put in my like breading.
Mm-hmm.
It's flour, salt, pepper, some Creole or some mm-hmm. paprika,
mm-hmm.
and then I have a milk wash and an mm-hmm. and a egg wash mm-hmm. and so okay, hold on, milk, flour, egg, flour,
mm-hmm.
and then I fry it in butter flavored Crisco.
Mm-hmm.
For all the fat and cholesterol.
Yeah.
And that's delicious.
Yeah.
But it takes kind of a lot of work. It's not easy.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot. And it's messy. I hate like that freaking egg wash with the flour. And then your fingers are just like caked in little flour bulbs.
I hate it. It's not easy.
No. And like some of the breading's like falling off and there's like little holes in your chicken and you're like.
And then you're trying to like patch it in with your fucking nubby fingers. It's just the worst.
Yeah. It is hard. So give us a break.
So fuck off with saying it's easy because it's not.
God.
I mean, I guess there's harder things, but like. I feel like a fried chicken, like a proper fried chicken,
a breaded fried chicken
is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll also throw some garlic salt normally in that bread too.
Yeah.
Just all the spices.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Colonel Sanders.
Oh, this bitch.
Anyways, Sarah Brown at By Sarah Brown. I know the show is over, but who is your favorite couple on Love Island? I appreciate this question.
Yeah, thank I do. You, Sarah. Obviously, thank you so much.
Caro and Ray were my favorite.
My honorable mention fantasy booking was Kira and Emily. And I really wanted them to just like bypass the boys and be like, we're getting together.
Yeah. But also, I feel like that relationship would have been like explosive in a bad way.
That's what I'm here for.
Like someone would have set the other one's hair on fire.
That's what I'm here for.
True.
I'm not watching for Ken and Barbie. I'm not following Ken and Barbie on Instagram. Who am I following? Kira.
My You're actually following Kira?
No, but if I were right now. No, but if I actually were going to follow someone, who would it be?
Kira.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a mess and hot and I love her.
Yeah.
God.
She is both hot. She is a hot, literal yeah. hot mess.
Yeah.
And my honorable mention would be Dylan and Alexandra. I really liked them. I felt like their connection was actually genuine and that they liked each other. And
I also feel like there was a genuine build to it. Like, they weren't like Ken and Barbie, like, wow, I love you on like day five or whatever. They were like, okay, we're friends and we like each other and we like hanging out. But I don't know, like, if the connection's there or I'm still open to other things. And it was like more of a natural evolution of like, you know what? Like, other people have come and gone and I've not had any interest and I'm really getting to know you and liking you. And blah blah blah, like it was more natural.
Yeah, and they're like goofy and joking around with each other, and I really liked their relationship.
Yeah, they were cute. They were cute. End.
I don't know that it's. I mean, it may last a long time because I think it was more organic.
Yeah.
Than others.
Yeah.
But I liked Ray and Caro because I feel like they were just so infatuated with each other, and I think that they were both like already like. Fantasy booking their lives like, and we'll have so this many kids and they're gonna be so cute and like, you're such a good parent and I'm such like, they were like really already in that place, and they were both beautiful.
Yeah,
also hot, but also Carol was crazy.
Yeah, but I think he mellowed her out a lot, like ever since when they got together she like completely mellowed
she
out.
Chilled, and I'm like, that's also a good sign that she was like she was comfortable enough not being like crazy. She was comfortable just being normal. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, bitch.
Yeah.
This is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Anyways. Thank you, Sarah. I love that question.
Me too. And I miss Love Island. And I can't wait till next summer.
I know.
If Big Brother keeps casting these losers, then Love Island is the new summer show.
100%.
You heard it here first.
I stopped watching X on the Beach because Elena got kicked out literally the second day.
Oh, and then what's the point?
Literally nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I want to watch Mark make out with weirdos. No. No, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm here for Elena.
Yeah.
Although Elena literally night one was just laying in bed reading her Bible. And I'm like, oh, Elena, this is not what I came here for. I don't want this.
Yeah.
But she was also reading her Bible laying in bed. And a couple came into the bed next to her and just started fucking. And she's like, please help me, Jesus.
That's great. That's what I want.
And that's, I'm like, great. Okay, but she got kicked out real quick. And she's like, all right.
Didn't her and Mark like buy a house together?
I think so, actually. Like, they were serious. And then they broke up and he fucked somebody like 2 days later. Like, Tinder fucked somebody.
That's great.
Yeah.
That would have been great TV.
Yeah. And she is like, she doesn't. Like, her timeline is, we weren't broken up yet, you cheated on me. And he's like, no, we were broken up. But it was, they were very serious for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And he fucked someone almost immediately.
I love that.
Yeah. It's a mess.
Yeah.
And she's like, I still love you, I want to get back together. And he's like, no.
No.
And she's like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And on X on the Beach... they showed a video, like, they had the girl that he slept with 2 days later like do a video about her experience with him and like when it happened and the stories and what he said about her, and they watched the whole video and she looks at him, she's like, you fuck someone with those eyebrows? That was her first line. And I'm like, yes, Elena, this is the TV I need.
Yes,
with those eyebrows.
I love it.
It was great. Anyways, and her eyebrows were like, whatever. They weren't crazy. Yeah, okay. But that's Elena.
But that's what she latched onto. So, you know, God bless.
Yep, 100%. Cool. Thank you, Conquest, for those questions. All right. Is there anything else you want to discuss, my dear? Mm-mm. All right. Let's get out of here. Thank you again for listening to this episode of the Heels and Heels podcast, episode number 320.
Two?
No, you're supposed to say blaze it.
Oh. Bitch, you told me at the beginning of the episode that joke already got done.
I know. I wanted you to do it again. Thank you for downloading this episode of the Heels and Heels podcast, episode number 322.
Please it.
Oh, if you'd like to support our podcast in a lot of ways, you can do a lot of things. One, you can go to arcadeaudio.net, check out our podcast and all the other podcasts in the network. You can also go to patreon.com/arcadeaudio. That's where you can monetarily support our show and shoot us like $5 a month. And that helps us keep this podcast free here, but not free there. But you do get bonus stuff, and you get access to our Discord, which is super fun, and all sorts of other things. I'm going to post a vacation picture on there as soon as we're done, so everyone can see me in all my glory. So get in there. It's very exciting.
I'm excited.
And if you want to follow us on the internet, you can do so at The Heels and Heels on Twitter.
I'm at HH Karma.
HH Carolyn.
I am at HH Producer.
I also don't think I said patreon.com/arcadeaudio. That's where patreon.com/arcadeaudio is. Please go there.
Go there. Also, go to wherever you listen to our voices and subscribe or like or follow or whatever that particular app has you do. And make sure that you always have our newest episodes downloaded so that you can share us with your friends and your family and your crush. We're really a podcast about like bringing people together and just like, you know, maintaining positive vibes and like,
and love
and like flowing and like energy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really important for you to like share us
mm-hmm.
with those in your life that you also want to share our posi vibes with.
Yeah.
So
posi vibes, T's and P's, secret mm-hmm. team,
yeah,
crystals,
definitely
manifestation.
So yeah, just make sure that you share us with whoever, listen to us on train stations, whatever.
Listen to us on train stations?
On train stations.
Like on top, like get on top of the train station, hold a boombox above your head with our podcast playing.
Yeah.
For the masses.
Exactly. Share us with as many people as you can.
Yeah.
Leave a rating and a review. 5 stars for buttholes.
Yep.
And 5 stars for whatever we talked about in this episode. I've already forgotten.
Group fucking. But not actually fucking a group.
No.
Just being in a group and all fucking a single person.
Exactly.
Or fuck everyone in the group. I don't care what you do with your vagina or penis or both.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, you do you.
Yeah.
We're big fans of you do you.
Absolutely.
Whatever makes your dick hard.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
God bless. Truly. That's all.
Again, if anyone that you know works with me is still listening, fuck off. Please don't. Please. I mean, like, just stop. Yeah, cool. Anyway,
well, they're gonna stop. The podcast is over.
They have to.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating and review, and go to patreon.com and give me like $50 a month. And then I will allow this to continue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, love you, mean it. Please remember to tell people that you love them, because it's important. And don't forget, fart with reckless abandon.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.